I'm Tyler Remchuk, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Crew, your weekly Crusaders podcast on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. On the ice, a quiet week around the AJHL and the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Off the ice, there are a handful of storylines that I will get to, but I will start with the team's lone game of the weekend. A lone win came with it. They took down the Olds Grizzlies by a score of 4-2. It was Arjun Atwal and Jared White factoring into the goals. Atwal in the first and second period. Jared White, with about 7 minutes to go in that one, ended up getting the game winner on the power play, and then it was an empty netter for White as well, which sealed this one up. Arjun Atwal tacked on one more assist in that game as well, so a three-point night for the Crusaders captain. Jared White playing a big role as well. The power play going 2-for-9. First of all, 9 attempts on the power play. You'd be hoping that the Crusaders, with the offensive talent they have, find a way to get at least 2 goals. It was enough to win them the game. Their penalty kill was a perfect 3-for-3, and they dominated the shot clock. That's been the recipe for success so far this year for the Crusaders. You badly outshoot the other team, you get a couple power play goals, a couple at even strength, and you walk out of this thing with a victory. Shots were 49-21 in this one. Old still managed to get 2 past Jordan Fry. Jordan Fry also picking up an assist in this game as well, but the Crusaders grab another victory. And as we turn our attention to the AJHL's North Division standings, the Crusaders still sitting in that number one spot. They have 24 wins on the year and just 2 losses, a goal differential of plus 73. All of those rank number one in the North Division. The Spruce Grove Saints are trailing them by just 2 points, but if you shift your attention over to the games played column, you'll see that the Sherwood Park Crusaders have a couple of games in hand. So, I mean, a chance, just based on how this season has been going, you could probably say that the Crusaders are 6 points up on the Saints. And what's fantastic for the Crusaders and fantastic news for Crusaders fans is that it's looking like they are getting even better. The team making a big trade just a couple of days ago. They have acquired Camrose Alberta product Jacob Kendall from the Camrose Kodiaks. Kendall has spent his entire 4-year AJHL career with the Kodiaks up to this point, and he's done some great things offensively as well. 6'2", bit of a power forward. He has 23 goals in 24 games so far this season. 15 goals in that stretch as well. So you got to think a guy like that, who has a tendency to make some open ice and do some good things when the puck's not on his stick, and he knows how to make the players around him better. Pairing him up with some of the skilled centers that the Crusaders have should lead to fantastic results. Back last year, even in his 19-year-old season, this is a player who had 51 points in 56 games. You want to go back to his 17-year-old season, he had 42 points in 59 games. So he's been doing it for a few years now at the Alberta Junior Hockey League level, and he'll be looking to maybe push for a championship as well this year with the Sherwood Park Crusaders. So that is a big trade. Kendall coming over from Camrose, going back the other way as 2001 forward Brett Wieschester and some future considerations. The future considerations will be interesting to see what those end up being as once we get to the end of the season. I think if you look at it as just Kendall for Wieschester, a big win for the Crusaders. I think Kendall just simply has more of an offensive upside than Wieschester did. I think they benefited from Brett's grit and his toughness in the bottom part of the lineup, but they're not exactly losing all of that with Jacob Kendall as well. That's a guy who's not afraid to mix it up. So a good move here. Kyle Chase taking advantage of the fact that he had that extra 20-year-old spot on his roster. He goes out and gets Jacob Kendall from the Camrose Kodiaks. And that is where we're going for our big guest this week on Inside the Crew. This is BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. We bring in Jake Kendall now, the newly acquired Crusaders forward. Jake, just your first thoughts when you found out about the trade?
Kind of bittersweet, I guess you could say. Leaving Camrose after that long. Got some good connections in the community with the team, lots of good friends. But at the end of the day, I'm going to top of the North. I have some buddies on the crew. I walked into the room yesterday, and it was great. So overall, I'm pretty excited, pretty happy.
Yeah, I could imagine it's tough to leave after a long time there, but if you're going to go anywhere, Sherwood Park probably is the spot. You mentioned the on-ice success, but what, you're a 45-minute drive away. Did that kind of help that you're still somewhat staying close to home?
Yeah, like that's huge. I could, like, the first night I came back home to get all my stuff, and yeah, it's just big to know that my family can still come to every game, and that if I need to, I can zip home in just 45. So yeah.
You mentioned walking into the room. It's a winning team right now in Sherwood Park, as you mentioned, top team in the North Division. What is the vibe around the team like?
It's awesome. It's very energetic. I walked in yesterday and music, everyone's laughing, smiling. The guys were great. They all introduced themselves. So yeah, it was awesome.
It's your 20-year-old season, and you're going to get a chance to finish your junior career on a team that not only has a chance to win it all, but they're considered one of, if not the favorite. Just your thoughts on that opportunity.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, in Camrose, those 3 years, we've been a fourth or third team, and it was great there. We had some second-round playoffs, but I never went far. And then to be on this type of team where I know that if I do my job, I can help the team get even further, and that's what I'm excited about. So
you've scored a lot at the AJHL level. You were almost a point a game last year. Even in your 18-year-old season, you had 42 points, and so far this year, 15 goals, 8 assists in 24 games. You score, you find the back of the net, you help your team find the back of the net. How would you describe your style of play?
Pretty power forward. Not very pretty goals, just driving the net or banging in front. But yeah, I like to play in the corners, play a hard style of game, be hard to play against. So that's what I pride myself on.
You've had one practice so far with the Sherwood Park Crusaders on the ice in terms of their style of play, from watching them on the outside and now being with the team for 24 hours. What are your impressions of the style of play they have?
It's very, very high skill, very high pace. Their goaltending is great. They're great. They're just good all around. Yeah, but the forward group is very fast and skilled.
You're in your 20-year-old year. You haven't committed anywhere, correct?
No, I'm open right now, yeah.
Have you started to have maybe some serious conversations with some schools, and are you hoping that maybe coming to Sherwood Park, being close to Edmonton a little bit closer to Edmonton, could maybe help with that push?
Yeah, I've been in contact with a few schools here and there, but I'm definitely excited about that. Like, more eyes are on the top of the league always, so it's good to get more exposure.
This was really good, Jake. Thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend in your first game.
Yeah, thank you.
Big thanks to Jake for giving me some time today. Fresh after being acquired, he took to the ice for his second practice with the team this afternoon as well. And he will not have to wait very long to get a chance to go up against his old teammates in Camrose. The Crusaders taking on the Kodiaks, hosting the Kodiaks from the Sherwood Park Arena, the Spa, this Friday night at 7 o'clock. The Crusaders and Kodiaks have not met yet this season, so the first meeting between these two clubs. The Kodiaks so far this season are 11-2-3 on the season. That puts them fourth in the AJHL's South Division. They are currently on a two-game losing streak as well. So one game for the Crusaders coming up in the next 7 days. Adam Girard will have your crew wrap for that one on btihockey.com as soon as the buzzer sounds from the Sherwood Park Arena. A couple other storylines, or one big storyline to get to on an AJHL note. And of course, I'll address this more on Inside the AJHL this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on TSN 1260 in the Edmonton area. Of course, I'll be tweeting out links to the podcast as well. So if you can't listen live, you'll be able to listen in the days following on tsn1260.ca. But the AJHL held its semi-annual meeting of the board on Saturday, November 23rd. And there's a lot of things that they need to sort out, obviously, with Blackfalds coming into the league in a couple of seasons. And right now there still is that imbalance. But the biggest change is that they are going to a new interlock schedule. So it'll be 15 teams playing 4 games against each other. The whole divisional thing is sort of gone now, and there's pros and cons to that. But there'll be 2 games at the annual AJHL showcase, which means a total of 58 games in the 2020-2021 season. And then starting in the 2021-2022 season, the league will start to consist of 16 teams playing 4 games against each other and the 2 games at the showcase, which will bring it back up to a nice even 60 games. The top 14 teams in the league will qualify for the playoffs in both 2021 and 2022. They will each receive the top 2 teams receiving a first round bye. Each round will be a best of 7 series, which is an important note as well. The league also adding it will follow the NHL's rulebook and introduce hybrid icing starting next season. They're also adding the rule where to start a power play. The team who gets a power play gets to choose which side of the ice the faceoff is on. Just kind of a small thing to keep the league's rule book more in line with that of the National Hockey League. So there's a bunch of stories. I'm actually going to be talking to the commissioner of the AJHL, Ryan Bartoszek, on my weekly show on TSN 1260. Once again, that goes this Saturday at 9 a.m. Some big storylines off the ice for the Alberta Junior Hockey League. Big storylines off the ice for the Sherwood Park Crusaders as well. They acquired Jacob Kendall from the Camrose Kodiaks. He will be in the lineup Friday night when the Crusaders take on the Kodiaks. I want to thank Jake for giving me a few minutes today. I want to thank you for downloading and tuning in to Inside the Crew on btihockey.com and the Wing Column Sports Network. Two games in the next week coming up for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. They'll take on the Kodiaks tomorrow night. And then Wednesday night, they head to Bonnyville to take on the Pontiacs from the RJ Lalonde Arena. They've met the Pontiacs once so far this year and walked away with a 3-2 victory. The Pontiacs pushing up in the North Division, starting to gain some ground on the Spruce Grove Saints. That's going to be an interesting game next Wednesday. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk. Thanks for tuning in to Inside the Crew. I'll talk to you again next week.